What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Clocks Running, the podcast for everything flag football officials. I'm your host, Ant.
And I'm Jacob.
I was so close. Oh,
man.
What's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, bro? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good. You know, the germs are going all over the place, so I'm a little under the weather, but I'll be good. Yeah, exactly.
We don't have time to get sick, man.
I know.
Whoa. What's going on with your voice?
Yeah, that too. But guess what? We are live on Twitch tonight. So okay. People could jump on Twitch if they want to ask us questions. I can see them here. So
they can hear your 12-year-old voice if they want.
Something new. So, what's new in the wide world of flag football, man?
Yeah, we got so much going on in flag football. You know, we got so many different things going on. Let's see, what's going on in flag football? We got the Nashville Open this weekend. We got a lot there. Tell me what's been going on out west. I mean, I know you keep up with your buddies out west.
Yeah. So PF3, the big 8-man league in Colorado, they started their spring season. For 8-man, and they added for the first time ever, the big 8-man league decided to jump in the world of fives non-contact.
Okay.
And very, you know, short notice, and I think they had 18 sign up. So I was able to catch some games being live streamed. They got good refs out there with the right stripes on. Looked like the games were pretty competitive. Some games went into overtime. So, I'm excited. The Bears, of course, they were playing in the fives, and they went 1-1. So somebody took down the world champs.
All right.
Yeah. So, and then also we had Air Raid out in Los Angeles. They had their women's playoffs.
Okay.
And Top Shelf, I think they were the 3-time champs, and they lost to She Unit in double overtime.
Wow. Not one, so Jonah, but two.
Yeah, so Jonah and She Unit took the trophy for that one. There was another, that league has expanded so much. I think I mentioned it last week. They have a D1, D2, and D3. I got to tell you, bro, the D3 championship, I just happened to jump on Instagram Live and I was watching it, and everybody in the chat, I don't know who this quarterback is, but everybody in the chat is like, Marcus sucks. He's going to choke. He's the worst quarterback ever. Don't worry, Marcus being Marcus, like everybody. And this dude, again, I don't know who he is, but he marched down the field with less than a minute left in the game, you know, cut up the defense, throwing dots, doing all this stuff. There's like 6 seconds left. He's got to score at this point. Threads the needle. Somebody tips it, and his receiver catches it and back in the end zone. And, bro, the team lost it. Like,
nice.
So, you know, nice. just an example of flag football, like recreational flag football. There was no money on the line. There was, you know, nothing big like that. And they were just losing it with that win. So that was exciting to see.
Very
so,
nice.
Yeah. So other than that, of course, there was leagues going all over the place. What is it? Good Vibes Only, in, I think that's in New Jersey. They had a little tournament out there as well. Men's, women's, and co-ed. I think I think they allow stiff arming or something crazy.
Probably.
In that one.
Who knows?
Yeah. And then, On the Clock Sports in San Diego, they had a money tournament. And our, you know, our good friend Dama from San Diego Blitz, with her camera, she won the women's championship there. So exciting stuff all over the country for sure. But what do we have planned tonight, Jacob?
Man, we got a couple special guests. I think we got a new segment. We're gonna tweak a little bit. I think clock's running's forever evolving, right? I think we've really kind of molded into kind of what we want, and we're trying to go down a different path, and we're trying to see how things work. And I think we got some pretty cool things lined up for tonight. We got a couple great officials who are gonna come on. We got a new segment. We're gonna kind of adjust Declan's doozies a little bit. And then we got a surprise guest at the end that's going to come in and talk to us for a couple minutes. I don't know how much talking you're going to be able to do. let's bring in our both officials on, or is it just
yeah, we got both of them.
All right, yep. So I want to bring both of these guys in around the same time. I'm going to give one introduction for both, because there really doesn't need to be an introduction for these two. They both, their faces kind of say everything. But bring in Mr. Petty Pat and bring in the logo Jordan.
There we go. What up, fellas?
What's going on?
What up?
What's up, fellas?
In case I know Pat was in the waiting room a little bit before, in case you didn't get a chance to hear Jordan. Ant's going through puberty right now.
Hey, I heard.
Him talking right now is, you know, okay, and he's drinking out of a sippy cup. So there's a lot that's going on tonight. But why don't you guys catch us up a little bit? Tell us what's been going on the last little bit. Pat, it's been a while since you've been on the show. Pat, why don't you give us a rundown of what's been going on for you?
Well, the biggest thing that's been going on, man, they started
– Is he frozen?
Frozen.
Okay, I have to make sure it was. I didn't know if it was on my end, if it was on everybody.
Yeah, I thought it was me and, you know, my Wi-Fi, but, you know, maybe it is.
So now to the back to the better official. So in my life personally,
I know I ain't muted no more.
Hey, listen, don't let your camera freeze up, okay? And then don't give us the opportunity to talk junk, bro. We're gonna take advantage of it.
I mean, they want the secondary to start first, you know. Ladies first, go ahead.
All right. Come on, Papa P. Come on, Papa P.
But nah, man, what's been going on lately? I was froze. Down here, they kicked off the women's CIAA flag football.
It's on y'all.
And that's been one of the biggest things. I was able to bring my guys with me to officiate the first ever little tournament to start off with on the season. And
hey, I don't do well with awkward silences.
Am I still
awkward silences? So
he's talking the whole time.
He's
yeah,
he's chatting
up
right now.
Yeah, awkward silence. Yeah,
I mean,
he can't hear me.
We can hear you. I don't know what Jordan's okay. Deal is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Man, he got that boonies. He got that Vonage. That what he got, that Vonage internet over there.
Yeah, but see, then again, I think you do too, because you're still frozen. I can just
see.
Oh, man. It's like, you know what, Jacob? This is like two officials showing up in basketball stripes, bro. They just both came unprepared, man.
But Pat was doing so good up before we started the show. Like, everything was working.
I know. Am I still frozen?
Yeah, turn it off, turn it back. Oh, wait. Oh, we got action.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. Now we're on.
I mean, hey, if it freezes again, just put me in the backstage, and then I'll move to a better location.
Well, that's a dirty. That just sounded dirty. Put you in the backstage, you're going to move to a better location. Hey, that's my boy right there. That's my boy right there, okay?
Oh, man, that's great.
But, yeah, man, that's but now I was able to bring some of the guys over so we can debut the CIAA Women's Flag Football. It was a great success. We had 2 days of four games. And, it was a different experience to watch these college ladies play football. I mean, it kind of seemed that it was more of cheerleaders out there playing. Like, hey, can you play football? Can you play football? And we put together a team. But other than that, I mean, they had fun. There was no arguments, no fights, no disrespect to the officials. Well, I think one, of course, somebody told Jordan. Somebody, I'll let him break that in.
Don't go too far into that, because that's what we're going to talk about tonight.
I got you,
Jordan. Give us a rundown. What's been going on lately for you, man?
Are you kidding me? My boy Papa P here was like, "Are you available to ref some college games?" And of course, I jumped at the opportunity because that just sounds like a good time waiting to happen. And so we get there, and I had no idea what to expect, and then you know, so first gate at the bat, there's a girl back there at quarterback, and she's just trying to be Joe Montana. Okay, she's like, blue 42, yellow 18. I'm like, girl, if you don't shut up and just say hike, you're embarrassing yourself, because they didn't move the ball for the entire first three series that they had it. I'm just like,
Can I stop you for 1 second? Can you tell the viewers that are younger than 25 at home who Joe Montana is, please?
No, honestly, I cannot. If you're that young and don't know him, you're embarrassing yourself. Okay, get better. That's when football was real. You know, so it's okay. It's youngin.
Oh God, dude, you just sound like my grandpa. Back when football was real, they didn't wear pads and helmets.
Yeah, they did that stuff. Yeah,
they were bare feet, went up the hill 100 yards both directions.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying.
There's literally been a better quarterback since Joe Montana. So what are we even talking about? Who cares about Joe Montana?
But no one ever yells like blue 18 anymore, like back in the day. Now they just say hike like a normal individual, you know? Or like the dude from Florida that just like throws his hands up real quick and he like tries to fake everybody out. But I'm like, bro, we see you. Like there's not like a big old wall in front of you. Like we're all here together. That was not sneaky at all. That's okay though. You know what I'm saying? I like it. He tries. So, but yeah, other than that, nothing too exciting. Other than, like I said, just, figuring out the NERSA, I hope I'm saying that right, the NERSA rules and, you know, the college atmosphere is definitely different.
All right. Well, that kind of leads into my next question. What would you two both say, what was the biggest differences for you guys with what you guys did with USA Flag versus how working these college games work for you guys?
I'll let you go first, Joey.
Oh, bro. I had to learn the hard way, and Pat was telling me, and as a Southern man that just talks to everybody because I want to be everyone's friend, he was like, don't talk to nobody. Don't look at them. He said, we're here to ref, and as soon as the games are over, we're leaving. There was no like camaraderie. Like, you know, when in USA Flag, when it comes to a coin toss, if it's two teams that I've seen a thousand times, we're just, you know, shooting the breeze, being like, hey man, you know, how's life? You know, how's everything going? This right here, it was like the coaches, half the coach didn't know the rules, and then some of the coaches that knew the rules, they were all wrong. So it was definitely a different experience. It was not a I'm glad to be here. It was like, it felt like in my head, a true college official. You show up, you ref, you leave. You don't talk to nobody. You don't hang out with nobody. There's no like banter back and forth. It's just like, okay, great. Good game. Next.
Yeah.
I do have a question for Jordan. Did you have pants on?
Yeah. Nice. Hey, first time in 10 years. I've had these pants in my closet for like 6 years. Never touched them. And so not as bad as I expected. But at the same time, it was awful. No one could see my socks. It was upsetting, you know?
All right, now that Ant derailed it because he's worried about Jordan's butt. Pause. Pat, question back to you. Difference between reffing like adult recreation USA Flag versus, you know, like a collegiate level game.
The biggest thing was when you made a call, we brought, you know, we group effort. They give the calls, and you didn't hear nobody ask for a director. Hey, can I get Unc? Can I get Jacob? Can I get Krista? Can I get whoever? Yeah, we didn't have to deal with that bullshit at all. Even with the coaches.
That's
the
true.
The coaches didn't ask for no director or whatever. We made our calls, our judgment calls, and we moved forward. That was punctual. When I say punctual, like if the timeline was supposed to start, they was already warmed up on the warm-up field and marching over. And we started, like, the coin toss 3 minutes before the start of the game, and we was done. like I said, like he said, I told him, I was like, dude, you cannot talk to these coaches. You cannot talk to these women like we do in USA football, because I'm telling you, as soon as the opportunity comes, they're going to say on the other team, oh, he's friends with them. I was like, hey, this is not USA flag. These are collegiate women that don't know you from Adam to Eve, and they're going to use any excuse to throw you under the bus. But after we handled that, that was really much it, man. Like I said, the biggest thing was we didn't have to hear about no can we talk to a director at all. So that's my skibbit on it. And as far as, oh, man, they gave us what was our food? Because we have a little delay. They brought us what's the name of that restaurant? They brought us some nice food, some nice subs, turkey subs, cookies.
And the Jason Deli,
Jason's Deli, yeah.
Yeah, like the boarhead meat stuff, man. It's pretty good.
Yeah, so but they took care of us. I can tell you that much. Like, I mean, just like y'all do, but like when they delayed it, they brought us into hospitality to the building. Made sure we was good, and that was it, man.
That's good. Yeah. So, what would you guys, what would you guys look for? Like, do you think this is the way it's going to be? Like, where you guys are gonna work several games, like a weekend? You know, again, is that kind of the structure they're gonna have, or is it gonna be more of like a one and done? You know, where you go and work one game, and then you're finished for the week.
From the schedule that we got now, is they're going to keep four games. They're going to keep four games a day. But instead of having 2-hour blocks, because they now have noticed that the games are faster than, those 2 hours. It's not like a regular college, tackle football game where you have to have that 3-hour window. They're going to move it down to like 1 hour, 10 minutes or whatever. So if something happens, you got a little buffer time, injuries, which we dealt with. And stuff like that, but that's pretty much it, man. As far as going forward, and they're actually gonna move it on Friday and Saturdays. This was like a surprise on that Wednesday and Thursday that we had to go up there. They said they don't think that'll ever happen again. So,
gotcha. I was gonna turn back over to Ant, but he's muted.
Jacob, you had all the questions. I just wanted to.
Oh, sorry, man. I was just gonna, you know, I was letting your voice rest, man.
Last week, I interrupted you too many times. So I was just trying to give you,
hey, guys, don't make him raise that hand.
Do you guys see all these feelings?
Hey, Dina in the chat, man. But Jacob, I would recommend, I mean, if you didn't mind, like as far as that's one thing that I did pick up by us walking away, it helped out. Well, what I mean by walking away, after the games was over with, once we all left together and we walked off together, and it was no issues after that. And I mean, I get it, people want to confirm the scores and all that, but the biggest thing was it was someone on the sideline, and I know it's not USA flag football, but there was someone on the sideline that had the ending score that we walked, and I gave the ending score to, and they went over to them to get all the verifications and all that stuff. We didn't have to deal with no coaches beside the coin flip and halftime or overtime, of course. That was it. Other than that, we didn't deal with no players, no coaches at the end of the game, verifying scores. We just walked off.
So what do you think – I'll let Jordan answer this one. What do you think keeps these players in check to not flying off the handle at the officials versus where like a USA flag or, a Camel City or, at Joe's Crab Shack Flag Football League down the road?
Now, this is definitely pure speculation, but, I mean, these people are tied to a college. I mean, they're tied to a bigger portion of, there are consequences to their actions that result off the football field. If USA flag, this guy right here punches somebody, he clocks in Monday morning and goes to work, like nothing ever happened. And this right here, in my head, if it something escalated quickly, she's going to look at, a potential expulsion, something of that nature. So, they have that kind of holding them back. Now, the only, you know, like kind of what Pat said, I had one lady get mad at me, but once she saw me throw the same flag on every other team, she was cool with it. Well, she understood it more. I don't say she was cool with it because she's still kind of, you know, a hard ass, but she's still, you know, but at the same time, there was like they started to understand how the game was going, and you know, but it just felt like that there were potential repercussions to their actions.
Fair enough. All right, Pat, if you could change one thing that the CIAA is doing right now as far as flag for what they're trying to do, what would that be?
Oh shit, that's a good one. I would say bring in more flag officials on that for this first year at least, and so the other college, like the tackle officials, can watch and observe at least, and understand some of the things that we do on an everyday, well, on an every tournament basis. That would be the biggest thing. And I told the director that to his face. I was like, because we had one field with all tackle football refs, and I had a field with all flag officials on it. And the players' feedback was to them, the field with the referees or the officials that did flag was able to identify a lot more flag guards and illegal contact and all that stuff. We was able to catch it because we do it all the time. But that would be the only thing, is at least let them observe us like they did before. That's it.
So let me kind of follow up with how you worded that. So should they have flag officials for a year and then bring the tackle guys in to take over? Or should it be let the flag guys handle it because the flag guys do it?
No, I mean, nobody takes over. I mean, you know, shit. Hey, we silverbacks over here. We ain't let nobody take over nothing. But but I would say at least the flag officials that do start it off, be able to get certified as far as the CIAA, and then they can be able to pick and choose the litter from there as far as officials that's available, because that's how they do it. They send out emails to see what officials are available, and then they pick and choose for the squads from there, the crews or whatever, four-man all crews. Right. But
Fair enough.
Jordan, do you think if they asked you to shave your beard, you would be willing to?
No. Bro, that's not happening. The only time I've ever shaven my beard past the age of 18 was like four Christmases ago, because my grandma was like, can I see a clean shaven face before I pass away? And I'm like, only for you. Only for you. And even then, dude, I did not like it. I hated every minute of it.
So I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm putting that in my back pocket. if something ever happens, that's going in my back pocket. I'm making all you guys do it.
That's fair.
That's messed up.
Hey, you know, I'm going to have fun on my way out.
Man, you got to.
That is not fair. I mean, damn. Shave the beard.
Bro, hey, respectfully, fire me. Yeah.
That's fair. All right, so let me ask this then. Do you guys feel like that's, and this is just general, this is not singling any one organization out, because there's several, especially when you get into like the high level tackle football, when you get into high level baseball, basketball, these guys are expected to be clean shaven. Do you guys think that's an outdated policy?
I damn sure do, and I'll be saying something August 4th through the 6th. I'm ruffling fucking feathers. I'm letting you know that now. You thought it's going to be feathers everywhere in that motherfucker, like, because I'm like, as you can see, a beard does not change the way you officiate on the damn football field, period.
I agree.
I mean, as long as you keep it clean or whatever, not like clean shade, but you keep it edged up and groomed, that's all you need to do, man. Like, honestly, you don't need to damn be walking around with baby ass face. I can't stand that shit.
If they say you can't have it, you can't have something like down to here, I would understand that. You know, but like put a regulation on it. Like this right here right now is like a number four. So, you know, give us the lead way from like up to a six, you know, something of that nature. Why does me having a beard or a mustache change me as an official? You think I'm going to get better because I have, you know, because I look 12? Bro, if anything, someone's going to get pissed off and be like, who's this baby? Get him off this field. I'm like, bro, I have to cut you. Okay.
You can have the Navy mustache all day. You can have that all day.
This thing right here is not big enough for me to have it by itself. Okay. Yeah. I have to have everything. Me and just a mustache in my head is just going to be awkward as shit.
So we're just not gonna let you just say this thing's not big enough to have it by itself. Just gonna ignore that.
Sheesh. Hey, I'm just gonna throw it out there, Jordan. Though the one downfall about having a beard is you do get mistaken as TJ a lot.
Here's the thing about that is that the hard part about that is that if you're a good official, most people aren't going to remember your name, and I am 100% okay with that. The fact that I get called TJ a lot, that just lets me know how much he fucks up and pisses people off because everyone knows his name. They're like, oh, my God, it's him again. And then I'm like, bro, don't do that. And then they're like, oh, once I talk, they're like, oh, you're the good version. I'm like, thank you. Thank you. You know, so, yeah. So
I can't wait for y'all to see each other tomorrow night.
The good version.
Hey, speaking of that, Jordan, what are you looking forward to this weekend in Nashville?
Man, so, you know, so here, and this right here is kind of the hard thing for people to understand is that I've been doing this for 10 years now. I think that right now is the most fun I've ever had as an official. And it really is. I mean, every single time that we line up, the coin toss, the first play, the last play, unless it's 4-on-4 novice, which is just a shit, horrible division, I would ref any other format because it's still going to be a fun time, and there are no real downsides for me personally. But again, I also know the rules. I don't get fussed at. I don't get fussed at a lot, so it's fun for me.
Fair enough,
Pat. If you want to, go ahead.
No.
Ant, get it together. Come on, Ant. Jeez.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Hey, the floor is yours.
I was just building some steam up, man. We got to keep it moving. Clock's running, bro.
Thank God. About time.
Feelings. Feelings. I got
feelings.
All right,
TV boy, go ahead. Let's go.
Pat, what do you got next on the horizon?
Shit. Well, we got the best league in on the East Coast, period, coming up. We got Camel City coming up. It's time to hear some whining and bitching from grown men. You know what I'm saying? And then that's it. Whining and bitching. And hey, he don't like me. He don't talk to me. Oh, he's this and he's that. Shut up and play football. But now we got that coming up. And then as far as drive up the road as far as the Virginia for this one, well, it's supposed to be a two-day tournament, but depending on what time I leave Camel City, see if I make it up there to Virginia to help those guys out as far as for the eight-man ball. And then if I get selected, you know, I'm doing the second week possibly of the CIAA up in Virginia, up at Virginia Union. But that's really it. But I'm waiting on that email, possibly, hopefully tomorrow, from the director. But that's all I got going on right now. And then camp, of course. And I ain't shaving. Fuck that. No.
hey, Jordan, how much you want to bet he's going to be clean shaven in 2 weeks?
I'm intrigued.
Hey, you know, hey, we could always have a mini wager with no fun. We could bet bunks or whatever you want to do it. Kick it, whatever you want to do it. Bet some bunks.
Hey, and just so we're clear, pre-beard Pat is an asshole. Post-beard Pat, that's my boy right there, bro. That's my boy.
There you go. Jay, you have any other questions for these guys?
Yeah, so Jordan, if you're in the Starbucks line and they run out of chocolate muffins, what's your go-to?
Oh, hey, okay, first of all, I'm a terrible fat kid because I don't do chocolate. But if they run out of my cheese Danish or my the confetti cake pop, bro, this basic white bitch is gonna snap on somebody, okay? If I've done walked in this place to spend $15 on one coffee and one pastry and you're out and you were like, oh, we're the best coffee place in the world, shut the fuck up, okay? But get my food. But get my food right now.
Oh man.
I'm saying back to you.
Yeah. Hey, well, I'm going to let you mic drop on that, man. Jordan, I will see you this weekend, bro. I appreciate you coming up.
Yes, sir.
Y'all have fun, man. Be safe.
Yeah, see you later, Pat.
All right.
All right, man. We got the officials on. They messed up the start. It was a bad start. I'm just going to say that. It was rough, but they recovered. They definitely had a lot to say. And Jordan finished strong. That's my review of it. How do you feel?
I disagree completely, but, you know, it is what it is.
That's just kind of par for the course at this point, right?
Yep.
Do you know that saying in North Carolina?
What's that? Par for the course? Yes, I know that one.
Okay. All right, fair enough. What segment do you want to do next, Jacob? You pick.
Well, I mean, let's go ahead and just let's you know, here at Clock's Running, like I said, we try to evolve. You know, our dear friend Declan was really hitting us with some good Declan's doozies. But we thought we could branch out a little bit more. So without further ado, we're going to bring our newest addition. We're going to call this the Double D's Doozies. Welcome, Dean.
What's up?
From Lance's house. Wow, you guys are wearing the same shirt. You guys could have told somebody. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's my favorite shirt now, so I got to wear
okay.
it. Best right. tournament.
Dean, ever. All right. The rules are simple. We need a story, and we're going to talk about it for a little bit afterwards. That's all we need from you, my friend. Give us one all of right. Dean's top five stories.
There's so many, man. I can't narrow it down to one. Okay, so there was a game. All right, let's go with this one because it's violent. There was a game that was happened about, 5 years ago, 6 years ago? It was a co-ed game. I'm not going to mention the teams in case they watch this because they come after me. but there was a game, and there were basically one team got about, I think, 8, 9, 10 penalties, and the other team didn't get any. So it was one of those where it's like one-sided. They thought I was against them. The whole game, they were yelling, "You're a piece of shit, this, you can't ref, this whole thing." So it was getting, I threw multiple unsportsmanlike conducts, all the good stuff. And then when we were getting ready to leave, I went to my car, and I noticed my windshield was scratched up and spat on, and my tires were flattened. So I had nowhere to get home, a scratched windshield, and I had to spend about $200 on tires. So it was fun.
So what happened to the team? What happened after that? Do you know who did it?
I have an idea who did it, but it was probably just a whole team effort. They were like, oh, yeah, let's take turns spitting on the car. Let's take turns flattening tires. So, I mean, it comes with the territory, but, like, you know, it's never that deep. I'm like, bro, it's not that deep. You're not playing for $1 million. You're playing for a plastic trophy that costs $2.10. Like, let's be real.
Now, like, is that Cayman money or is that USD?
Cayman money. No, well, USD. So USD. So about $1.50 Cayman.
Okay.
So, I mean, it was interesting. But
what did you do about it? Did you say anything to them, or did you say anything to anybody?
No, I did. Well, I did. I didn't say anything, but to no avail. So I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to let this go. I'm going to do what I do best. Just continue reffing. It was a moment where I was like, should I continue my officiating career? Because I don't really need this. Like, in my life. Like, I'm like, I don't need this to come out on a Friday night, spend my time reffing games, and then you're going to treat me like that. So I was like, I don't even know if I want to continue, but then I was like, nah, you love this too much to let anything like that bother you. You got to rise above and just move on, which is what I did.
We're so glad. We're so glad you stuck with it, because we wouldn't be having double D's doozies.
We wouldn't be having double D's doozies. So let me ask you this,
Dean. Have you adapted since then? Do you have like one of your many girlfriends drive you off, drop you off at the field every week, or what do you do differently?
That was the only time I really had an issue. After that, like, everything's been smooth sailing. And obviously with me getting to ref with USA Flag and being certified there, it's like teams, when the first tournament I did away, which was Tampa last year, so that first tournament I did, when I came back from that, the level of respect that coaches and players had for me went skyrocket through the roof. Like, it was, I think something was like, oh, wow, this kid went away, refed in the World Championships, came back, and, you know, he's clearly gotten better. Or it was just something clicked on them where it's like, oh, shit, he actually may know what he's talking about. And I think that just put a different mindset into them, because ever since then, I've been on fire. So,
Dean's on fire.
I got a big night tomorrow. So I've already set it down with both captains. I've already messaged them and I said, look, I'm telling you from now, because I don't want to waste my voice tomorrow night, I'm not taking any shit tomorrow night. Like, you let us control the game and you control the outcome. If you want us to control the outcome, we'll be more than happy to. But we don't want to do that. So we don't want it to turn into a laundry fest.
So you gave Young Sportsmanlike warning in the group chat, is what you're telling me.
Right away. Nope.
48 hours. Both coaches.
24 hours
prior to, we've already got the
and I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do it in the coin toss again, because I'm going to let them know that you're going to respect our calls at all times. And if you don't, that's your problem, not mine. You want to start yelling and cursing at us, we're going to flag you from early, because our job is to get in there, do a job, and get out. We don't care who wins.
What does from early mean?
Oh, so, okay. I'll give you an example. Perfect example. First drive, call happens. They don't like, come on, ref, that's bullshit. Nope, that's it. Flag right away. I'm not going to get into this yelling match and this arguing match over it. You can trash talk to each other. I'm fine with that, as long as it doesn't cross any lines, include any threats, anybody's mama, anybody's papa, or family. Just keep it to football, and we're good. I don't have time for your mama jokes on the field, bro.
Whoa, but what if they're good? What if they're good?
Depending on the level of goodness, right? Of the joke.
Yeah. Oh. Well, Dean, we could talk to you all night, but I think we're going to see you a little bit more often. So we appreciate you checking in and sharing. What did you call it, Jacob?
It's the double D's doozies, man. That's what this is. There we go.
I just want to say one thing before I go. That group chat's about to go on fire when I'm done this, because the disrespect to No Beards was wild. I was sitting in the background of the studio and I couldn't say anything, but I'm going to go in that group chat and I'm going to light it up, because the disrespect to Beards is
double
wild.
D's lighting the match.
You got to light it up like the 12-year-old you look like.
And the one you sound like.
I got plenty more stories that I'll tell you guys, and then I've got like a lot. So that was just the iceberg, tip of the iceberg. There's a whole lot more to come.
There we go. We look forward to it, man. See you later, Dino.
Appreciate you, brother.
All right, have a good one. Bye. All
right, man.
See, I don't doozy. That's gonna be a blast.
Yeah, I liked it.
Between,
it was good.
Between Declan and Dean, the twins that they are, it's gonna be so good. I'm gonna get roasted too.
In Camel City, have you ever had your car or your pickup truck? That's all people drive out there. Have you ever
a horse and buggy?
Have you ever had your tires flattened or anything like that?
Knock on wood, no.
Yeah.
No, never had car issues from officiating or running a league or anything like that. I think you build relationships with people, and you know it's unfortunate when things like that happen. But you know, at the end of the day, like you definitely want to make sure you take care of your officials. I don't ever leave. They don't. I'm gone after they're gone. They don't leave I don't leave before they do. I make sure they're in their car. They're okay. If we've had a rough day, I make sure they get to their car okay. And whoever's an issue or whatever's an issue, there's that. But yeah, I don't mess around with that. That's, you know, you can get mad at somebody for disagreeing over, you know, the judgment in the game, but we're not going to tear people's personal property up. We're not going to hurt people over stuff like that. That's not okay on any level.
No, absolutely. So, you know, we had the officials on. We were able to get three on the night, which is amazing. Yeah. The other side, the other part, the less exciting part of flag football is the players.
Okay.
So, tonight we're going to do the segment a little different. I know we do rapid fire, but we're going to play a little game sponsored by Tacky Bar. You ready for this, Jacob?
All right, hit me.
All right. What up, man?
What's going on, man?
What happens, Brian?
Can you put the pants on or something, bro?
Hey, man, hey, look out there. Look, man, leave my guy in his Hoochie Daddy shorts alone.
Wow,
you see?
Oh, man, bro. Hey, bro. First and foremost, before we get this going, can you turn your hat to the back? We don't allow that kind of thing here.
What is it? The plug?
No.
Hat backwards? Oh, wait a minute. You're talking about, we're not in game. We're not in game. I'm keeping forward right now.
Hey, bro. So, as always, whenever we have a new guest on, we just want to give you the chance to kind of share your origin story, what got you into flag football, and what's brought you to this point today. So, the floor is yours, man.
Yo. What up, y'all? Been in flag for about, I would say, like 11 years, really, since I stopped playing college ball. Played football my whole life. Little League and shit like that, I was like more of like a defender / receiver. And then I got into high school. I actually wasn't even going to play football. And then the high school coach kind of like made me come out and try out for football. So I went out and tried out for quarterback. Ended up just sticking with it. Broke a couple state records. Went and played college ball. And then just... from there, really just fell right into the flag scene, you know? I think my very first travel tournament was, like, in Vegas. And it was funny because I think we signed up for, like, I think it was called Top Gun at the time or something like that. Like, it was, like, one of the higher levels or whatever. But we went out there and got destroyed. I was playing with just, like, some of my friends. And one of the directors came up to me and was like, hey, do you guys want to go down to maybe a lower division? And we ended up going to the championship in the middle of the tournament. But we went to the championship, and I think we lost in the championship, the last second play type deal. But it was fun. It was a good experience. And so, like, just kind of fell in love with the travel scene after that and been on my way.
There you go. And I don't know what year it was, but you and me did cross paths when I was still playing. Did you have a knee injury that you came back from?
Yeah, I tore my ACL when I was what year was that? I think it was 2020. I tore my ACL.
Yeah. Okay, so you know, your GM on the sideline, he loves to talk you up and talk about how you're the greatest quarterback ever. And so I happened to be on the sideline with him, and he's like, yeah, my quarterback, he's coming back from injury. He's only 17 years old. He's this and that.
I'm all 29 years old now. That's
about 2 years
ago.
Jeez. What's wrong with you? See, so definitely guests on the show, and then you just bring them in, build them up, and tear them back down.
I mean,
jeez, dude, this is. And I'm so sorry, bro.
It's all good, brother.
It was. Oh, you're apologizing to me?
No, not okay, you.
I already know the worst hasn't even come yet. I'm just waiting for it.
Oh man. So yeah, anyway though, that was a fun experience. That was probably the first time that I played New Dynasty. And the first time that, like, in the trenches, I got to battle some of your, you know, famous linemen like DK and Keys and guys like that. So I got to bring it up, bro. The question everybody wants me to ask, what happened in Tampa? You guys fell apart, and you and the linemen, are you guys still even on the same team anymore?
Yeah, we're still a family, but – you know, just a high pressure situation, emotions run high, and like, you know, like in moments like that, championships teams got to prevail. So like, we didn't do it that day, so obviously we didn't walk away with none of the hardware that we should have, but you know, let's run it back, we'll figure it out, you know.
Do you feel like you guys were the best team in that division, even outside
without
of that?
A doubt, I always feel like we're like the best team in any division that we're in, honestly. We're just our core group of guys, and yeah, I feel like most times we lose, it's us beating ourselves, you know? For sure. Like, I would say, like, we lost three games on the weekend by a collective of, like, I think it was 7 points or 8 points or something like that. And one of the games was by six. Or, yeah, no, 9 points, or what is it? 9 points we would have lost by, because we lost by two to YTG and double OT. Six to, what is it, Hard Target? I think that's what they were running as. And then we lost by one to Goodfellas.
So yeah, so every game you're in.
We're in it in every game. And honestly, when the crumbling happened, we had just taken the lead. We fell apart when we just took the lead. So it was just kind of like a deflating moment. It was actually on the extra point when everything actually came to a head. They didn't like the way I was yelling at them to like kind of like get to the line, which I hear and I respect it, like, maybe I'm not communicating in the best, most productive way. So I have to look at myself and reflect as a leader in that moment and just got to grow from that, you know?
Yeah.
Is it tough to emerge? Like, because that's a team full of veteran guys who are leaders. Is it tough to emerge and be the leader of those leaders?
Yeah, but I mean, like, I feel like that's the kind of huddle I'd rather – I wouldn't rather be in no other huddle, you know?
Right.
If everybody's just kind of like looking to the next guy to make the play, that's not people I want to be around. I want somebody that wants the ball in their hand, or they know, like, hey, if we do this, like, everybody got to have that dog mentality, you know, and it's a dog-eat-dog world, and, like, absolutely, at the end of the day, when we're flying and hitting all cylinders, there's nobody that could beat us, and I truthfully believe that.
Yeah. Do you think that playing more in non-contact has affected your performance in contact?
No, I would say maybe it took a toll us on how many games we played, but that has no effect to me. I really don't think, you know. Hard Target, it was a really good game. It was a battle. It was five man and six man contact. They're going to be low scoring games just because you don't get too many possessions. Six man with having the four plays, you no, with no increase in time, you're going to have limited possessions. It's either two or three drives a game on offense, you know? So with those opportunities, you just got to make them happen. But no, I would say non-contact hasn't weighed on us too, like, I don't know. I would say no. It just, we just have to be better and like finish, truthfully, because we were the best team on the field. Like, we started off the semifinal game with the pick six to start the game. And then to lose by, like, you know what I mean, by 1 point, and it's just kind of, like, deflating. We took the lead by six after that, or I forgot how the game went, but we took the lead. We fell apart offensively, like, a lineman left, walked out. They went down, scored, got their extra point, went up by one, and then we still had an opportunity to go to finish, you know? And we just – I think we got, like – you've seen the field situation that we were in. So we were going into the money side of the field. So it's kind of like we had one play, receiver caught the ball and was running up the field and slipped. Nobody was going to touch him, was going to walk in, slipped, fell. Another time, receiver is running with the ball like this. He probably should have tucked it, but slipped out of his hand. So we had two plays on the last drive of the game that should have won. I mean, we should have, like, finished and, like, took the lead and, like, still, like, had to figure it out for the championship. But playing that way, the way we were playing, there's no way we were going to be up in smoke or free smoke.
Yeah.
You know, free smoke would have probably, like, walked us, dog walked us that game if we would have came in on the same energy, same mentality level. But, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you got your signature where you, like, jump in the air when you're throwing it, and you tried that in the mud, and your cleat got stuck in the mud, and you were like, out of your cleat.
I probably didn't even try to jump. I was probably just trying to move. I was literally like, it was a messed up situation, honestly. But no excuses. We should have finished. We should have got it done. Like, that's that East Coast weather. We just got to travel East Coast more, I think, honestly, because we don't have too many days like that out here.
All right. Or we're glad to have you guys out.
To the West Coast.
No, man, those East Coast teams, man, they don't go west. They just don't. They don't travel.
We try.
Yeah, no. Well, they supposedly the Vegas should be a pretty big tournament. Should be a pretty good turnout.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it. Get back out there, and then we own Vegas, so we just got to make sure we got to keep it rolling. You know.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
West Coast stamped out. New dynasty.
Hey, much respect as far as it went with non-contact. Y'all were down, what, 2 touchdowns to YTG?
19-0. Came back.
Yeah, came, 19-0. Yeah, 19-0. Came, you got, I thought it was over. So I got to give you credit as a leader to pull your team together, to come back from 19-0 and take it into double overtime. I mean, nobody played YTG in 5 non-contact that close. That game was a coin flip.
Yeah, it was tough. Got a couple throws that I still want back in that game myself, you know, like, felt like we could have walked away and been, like, that easily could have been us up there at least playing in CBS, but just got to make those throws, especially in those moments when, like, game's on the line. I feel like I just got to turn it up just a little bit more, truthfully.
If CBS had asked you guys, if you guys made it to that game and CBS asked you guys to change out of your overall jerseys, would you guys have been willing to do that?
I think we would have had to. I think it was like something to do with like the waivers or forms we signed. Like Nick had like showed us an email or something. The GM Nick, he showed us an email saying like we're gonna have to change.
Yeah.
Or was it a question? Was it a decision we had made? Because if it was up to us, we would have stayed in our overalls.
Stayed in our overalls.
But I had to say no.
Yeah. All right, cool, man. I don't know if you've seen this on SportsCenter or anything. They call it King of the Hill. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay. Are you able to turn your camera sideways? I want to make sure I get it. There we go. Oh, what up, Abby? all right. So the way King of the Hill works is I'm going to start with 2 flag football quarterbacks. And you're going to pick one name or the other. And the name that you pick then goes against another quarterback.
Okay.
And we keep going until we're through the quarterbacks, and you've picked clearly the best quarterback in flag football.
Okay, but leave me out of
so, that. So, yeah, you are not mentioned. That's duty.
Because I'm all right, cool. No matter what, I'll take whoever it is, you know, over me.
Yep. All right, cool. You ready to go?
Yep.
All right, we got Tronky and Nico.
I haven't watched Nico play too much, but I honestly love Tronky's game, and I've loved watching him since he was on ESS, so I'm going to have to go Tronky.
Okay. Now we got Tronky and Brandon Feinstein from Supreme.
I don't think I've watched too many of Brandon's games, so Tronky.
Okay. Now we go in Tronky against Nick from Curry Bomber.
Is Supreme more of an East Coast team?
Yeah, they're from Philly. Oh.
Yeah, so I would only see them, like, worlds, really. Yeah. And I'm usually playing where they are. But who are you saying now, Tronky, who?
Yeah, Nick versus Curry Bombers. Or Nick from Curry Bombers.
Ooh. I like Nick's game. Nick's a baller, but still Tronky.
Okay. All right, now we got Tronky against Allen from Hard Target.
I'm going to give Allen. I'll give that one to Allen. Allen used to play for what team was it back in the day?
Judah.
Judah? Yeah. He's a dog, been a dog, established, stamped. So got to go Allen.
Okay. Now we got Allen against Rello.
Rello. I'll have to go Rello.
Okay. All right, now we got Rello against Jacob's former teammate, Chad Betts.
That's not my teammate.
I respect Chad's game, but as a quarterback, just looking at it as a quarterback position, I would have to go with Rello.
Okay. All right, now we got Rello against Mark from YPG.
Mark. Take Mark.
Okay. All right, now Mark and Hoosh.
Dang.
I knew this was going to be where you ended it.
That's a tough one. That is tough. I'm going to have to take my cap. I played with Hoosh, you know what I mean? Playing on the same team as Hoosh, so I'm going to have to give it to my dog, Hoosh.
Okay.
But Mark, hey, it's not close, and those two athletes right there are, you know, like you really, like that's top of the line right there.
Yeah. So
it's a tough battle, but I'm going to have to go Hoosh. Just give it up to him.
All right, now we got Hoosh and Pablo.
Hoosh and Pop? Dang. Dang. That's a close one. That's a tough one.
You got to go with your gut. What's your gut say?
My gut says Pop. Just because.
Okay, like, there we
like,
go.
Just giving. He ages it out just the age-wise. You know what I mean? He's got, yeah. Like, that's it. Like, he's a little bit younger, a little more fresh. Like, but Hoosh is still a phenomenal athlete. Pop is just different speed, different everything.
Okay, so Pablo, Eric Holiday.
Pop.
Okay. All right, Pablo and Mike Adams.
I don't think I know who that is.
He's legendary from Jacksonville.
East Coast? Or where is he from?
East Coast. Yeah, Jacksonville, Florida.
What team is he on? Like, what's his
Wet
team
and Dirty.
Oh, Wet and Dirty?
Yeah.
I've heard of them, but I don't think I've watched them play too much. You know, I don't think I've really ever played against them either. So I'm going to have to go Pop.
Okay. All right, cool. We're going to go non-contact and contact difference. So Pablo against Artie from the Bears.
Pop.
Okay. Now we're doing Pablo against Richie from Shrooms.
Jeez. Now are we talking like – well, I'm going to have to go Pop. I'm going to have to go Pop. Truthfully, and I think you could honestly like kind of stop it right there. The ringer he already went through, the Mark Hoosh and Bob ringer right there, that's kind of like
– Yep, I feel like, I agree.
You know, okay. Like I feel like you kind of stopped it right there. Just that's the king of the hill already. If you were going to save it to the end, then yeah, but those two right there, that's the king. That's the top.
Who do you have listed left? Just go – rifle through them.
The only one I got left is Brendan from Ronin. That's it.
Good QB, but Pop. Gotta take Pop.
Okay. All right.
I respect every single person you named is game, you know, and they're established and like I would want them to be in the huddle with me leading the team if it wasn't me, you know what I mean? I would love to have them like on my team or like taking my team to win if I wasn't available.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, Pablo, I would say I agree at this point. And I think the big difference is age, right? Pablo's, you know, younger than Hoosh. They got similar games. They're both on the national team. So
both amazing players. And both it's close. You could do 1A, 1B type situation or 1A, 1B, 1C with Mark up there too. You know, like truthfully, it's not like they're head and shoulders above the next. It's just –
Now, if you replace Pablo with a quarterback that I missed, was there a quarterback I missed?
There's a quarterback you missed, but he don't play too much. But I wouldn't put him above up there right now just because of his level. But Juice from Phoenix, I don't know if you guys remember Juice. He played with Minutemen. Mm-hmm. Good quarterback, amazing player, amazing leader. So I would put him up there, but I'll still take Pop over him. But he deserves to be on the list.
Okay. Fair enough, man. We appreciate you. You're off the hot seat. That was a different little King of the Hill thing. Jacob, you have any questions for QB Ant right now?
I think you covered everything, man. It's good to have you. What's coming up next for you?
Trials. Leave next week. So trials and then Vegas.
I got you.
Yeah. Trying to go
put my there we go. Well, I mean, I know you said that you guys run Vegas, but I just want to remind you that the Bears have beat you in Vegas. So,
like I said, man, Ant's so good about lifting you up and tearing you right back down.
Hey, are they going to be there? Are they on the
Yeah, they're going to be there.
And then it'll be, yeah, it'll be a fun matchup. We were hoping to play them in Florida, but I think the team that got us up out of there got them out of there like 30-0 or something like that.
Yeah, they did. Yep.
But they got us out of there.
Yeah.
They're
on the list.
Yeah, no, I'm excited for Vegas for sure. Are you playing non-contact and contact?
Yes, sir.
Cool. All right, man. Well, I appreciate you coming on. I know you're a fan of this show, and we appreciate you just following us. But just make sure, bro, you remember, Abby is always our favorite. In this scenario, on the couch right here, Abby's our favorite.
Wow.
Appreciate it.
All right, bro. You have a good night and safe travels where you're headed, man.
Be good,
appreciate
Aunt.
You. See appreciate
you,
man. You guys.
Yep.
You guys have a good one.
You
too. I don't know what that thumbs up is, man.
What did you do?
I didn't touch anything.
Okay. See, this is what happens when you start messing with stuff. This weird stuff happens. Start playing different games with people that we don't know anything about. I mean, this is your world. We just live in it. It's fine.
That was fun, right?
It was fun.
Yeah. Would you have picked the same way?
Probably not.
Yeah, a little different.
Yeah, that's just personal opinion.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's so weird. It's like when you talk about players that primarily play contact, and yeah, maybe they play non-contact. It's hard, especially like say with the receiver position. If you are in non-contact and you're not getting jammed at all, you are a different receiver than when you're getting jammed every single time you line up.
Right.
So, you know, I think those things you got to factor into it when you're thinking about, you know, those making lists like this or who's better, you know, those kind of conversations. So.
Absolutely.
But hey, man, that was fun tonight. We had like 17 people on, I feel like.
You know, it was a lot of people, and you still don't have a voice.
Now I gotta figure out how to get my voice back before my first game on Saturday morning.
Honey.
Did you just call me honey?
No, I didn't call you honey. I said honey will help.
I thought you were starting the sentence. Honey.
All right, everybody, so check it out. So make sure you guys like, subscribe, share. It's the most important thing here on the show. We need to make sure we have all, you know, all of our followers, everybody checking our videos out, seeing how cool everything is. Just, it doesn't do anything if you don't like, subscribe, or share. That also includes when we get on IG. Follow the page. Check out all the reels. Ant does a phenomenal job keeping you guys engaged with our What's the Call. You know, there's a ton of videos out there to check out. Make sure you guys are checking out the merch. We've got a ton of merch. Ant's been in the lab coming up with all sorts of designs. Neither one of us have any of it on tonight, but that's because we have it packed ready to go for this weekend in Nashville. So make sure you check it out. We got hoodies. We got T-shirts. We're getting ready to have socks. We're going to have pajamas. I don't know what we're going to have at all. All right? So check out that. You know, we're on Instagram, MySpace, YourSpace. You know, Facebook, we have the page, you know, we're all over the place. Best place to listen to these podcasts. You can see our ugly mugs right here on YouTube. You can check us out on Apple Music. You can, or Apple Podcasts. You can check us out on Spotify. Any of those places you get your podcasts, that's where we're at. Be sure to check us out. Like, share, subscribe.
Yeah. And bro, you didn't even mention, thanks to your friend, in the Oval Office, we're back on TikTok.
We do have the talk, okay? He's really creative. He's just the most creative guy we know. I think you just want me to do the Trump impersonation each episode. That's why you say it.
I do. So, yeah, we are on TikTok, you know, just trying. It's an extension of what we do on Instagram. Instagram is our, whatever you want to call it, the mothership or, you know, the foundation. So everything kind of builds off of Instagram, but check us out on TikTok. Hey, this weekend, me and my daughter, we've got some fun TikToks that we're planning on making while we're in stripes. So doing some things like that. But we're also going to be with, we're on Twitch now, which we're going to play around with and kind of do some fun things. Was that your Twitch?
That was my attempt at a Twitch. I don't know what a Twitch.
Yeah, so right. So we're going to try to do some fun stuff there. I don't know. But anyway, this weekend is going to be fun. Hopefully the sun stays shining. That's all I'm going to say. All right. Hopefully.
Knock on wood.
And, you know, and then we can, you know, get on for some live games, do some sideline interviews. Bro, I have to apologize to you before we end this show. I know this is new, but your rapid fire with Chaz in New Orleans is the most popular rapid fire.
It's because it's the best rapid fire. Duh.
Like, I got to give you credit, bro. I thought it was slow. You guys both seem confused. Like, but it
just
was great.
Just a friendly reminder. Last rapid fire you did, you asked the question. You said, okay. And then bro, me and Rock both had to jump on you just to say to get, keep it moving.
Bro, because who eats ginger snaps at midnight, bro? Come on.
Rock does.
Hey, and by the way, I found a menu with cheesesteaks and cream cheese.
No, you didn't.
I did. I sent it to like Rock.
Oh, so you didn't send it to me because you don't want me to. Okay, cool.
No, because you're going to ruin it. Just like you put cream cheese in a cold cheesesteak, bro.
It was not cold.
Anyway, you're flying. I'm driving. Somebody's probably taking a train.
Trains, planes, and automobiles.
There you go. Yeah, there we go. Okay, all right. We will see everybody in Nashville this weekend. Thank you guys for tuning in tonight. And Jacob, can't wait to see you, man.
Yeah, you're going to see. Can't wait to see you tomorrow, brother.
All right.